Thank you for tuning in to Lash Aligns Education. This is Morgan Hatfield, the owner and founder. I'm here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Okay, today we're talking about, when is it the right time to fire a client? When do I know that it's okay to fire a client? Am I in the right? Am I in the wrong as a lash artist? So this is something that I wanted to talk about. We also did a post and a Instagram video about this that you guys can go look at, but I wanted to include it in the podcast as well. So I have five things. Now, there are obviously a lot more other things as well, but these are the five that basically just come to mind that I feel like are the probably the most common that we struggle with our clients. I have been very blessed and very lucky. I have amazing clients, but I do see in the lash groups a lot of you all struggling on how to properly fire a client, when you know it's the right time. Today, we're just going to talk about reasons why you should go ahead and let that client go, and then I'll do another podcast on how to properly let that client go. I have had to do it a couple times. I've been lashing a couple years now. I also have girls in my salon where we've had to do it together, or I've had to do it as well. So I have a little bit of experience on it. It's definitely difficult, and I still, you know, get nervous doing it, but you know, sometimes it has to be done. So our number one, showing up late constantly and or no showing. These are all important, but this is so important because if someone is constantly showing up late or no showing you, it's going to affect your schedule. So not only does it affect you, it's going to affect your other clients if you're not strict with them on it. You can't have your client showing up 30 minutes behind, then it's putting you behind, and it's not fair for that client after that client that's late. I really recommend having cancellation policies in place, no-show policies in place, which we can talk about that more later because that's a whole nother subject. But you definitely have to have policies in place because if not, your clients are going to be a little bit more lenient and they may not take you serious. So if they're constantly showing up late, no-showing, have a talk with them, you know, let them know of your policy. And if they keep on doing it, it may be time to let go of that client and you guys go your separate ways. If you're extremely busy, when you start lashing, if you're doing everything correctly, you're going to get to a point where you do not have time for your clients to be constantly no-showing or canceling. In the very beginning, you're going to take what you can get, but I would say kind of depending on your area, you know, your work, all of that, you're going to start getting busy pretty quick and you're not going to have time for that. So that is something that you should not put up with. Number two, they're not nice to you and they treat you really bad, and that's going to start making you feel uncomfortable. So you never want to look at your schedule for the day and you see that one client and there's like a knot in your stomach. Okay. That's just not good. So that's when you know that you guys may just not be a good fit for each other. I always recommend having another lash artist in your area that you guys can help each other out, because sometimes you're just not a good fit for someone and you can refer them to the other lash artist in your area. Or if you work in an eyelash salon, you can refer to another girl in the salon. And sometimes that client will do better with someone else. And you could have told them something like cleaning their lashes, for example, and they don't listen to a word you say, but then they're with someone else and for some reason they listen to the other person. So sometimes you're just not a good fit. Three is lack of respect. This is kind of all of these. They're all lack of respect. So if the client is not respecting you, and four, overrides what you say and your recommendations. So if you keep on telling them, you know, you need to clean your lashes, use this cleanser that I have, stop using baby shampoo, or, you know, something similar to that, and they don't listen to what you're saying and they're coming in with dirty lashes every single time, that's frustrating. And, you know, something with that, you could charge them an extra cleaning fee, a lash bath fee, or you could take time away from lashing and maybe they need to upgrade their fill appointment because you're going to have to spend 15, 20 minutes on them getting them completely clean. Number five, which is the last one, is you dread seeing them. We kind of talked about this a little bit earlier. All of these are signs that, you know, it's just probably not a good fit and you need to let them go. And there is proper ways to let them go. You have to be extremely careful how you do that. We'll talk about that later, but any of these are not okay. And, you know, a big reason why a lot of us get into this field is so we can pick our own schedule. And you're going to get to a point where you are extremely booked and you can be a little bit more picky with your schedule. And whether you're new or even in this industry for a long time, still, it doesn't matter. You shouldn't have someone disrespecting you. I will say, make sure you treat your business, though, like a business. Because if you want people, clients, friends, family to respect you as a business, you yourself have to treat yourself like a business. So that is it. Thank you all so much for listening. Please leave us a review and be sure to follow us on Instagram. And I'm so excited to get to do more videos and podcasts for you all, giving you free information. And we will do a video or a podcast and a video on our Instagram later this week on how to properly fire that client. So thanks, babes.